don't you take my life? I was your prophet, and I've been made to look a fool. It would be better for me if I were dead.
Are you right to be this angry?
Yes. Yes, I am. I shall sit here and wait until either judgment falls on Nineveh or until I die of shame.
It is a shocking underworld, one that we usually associate with faraway places like Thailand or Cambodia. But a recent FBI sting reminds us of the horrifying reality that is human trafficking here in the U.S., that it is a real and widespread problem here. The FBI says a raid in more than 70 cities led to the arrests of 150 pimps and the rescue of more.
New whip in the driveway, she's high maintenance. Sugar daddy on the arm, good life, ain't it? From the hood to the burbs, she survived naked. It was good, cause at first all the guys wasted. They was thirsty for the juice of the fine patient. Doctors, lawyers, players, and a signed major. League hitters, no names, but some guy raped her. Got off scot-free, she was a blind waiter. Never seen, just serving with her eyes paper. Getting put aside a brawl for some hour later. Laugh now, cry later, check the foul caper. Nose candy seem dandy till you down wager. Hand me down girl with the frown Ada. But he knew she just a teen that the crowd favor. Wealthy man with the means to a pound taser. Now she lost in a dream while the clowns take her.
100 sexually exploited teenagers, some of them as young as 13 years old.
Frequently they're in social media sites, they're on street corners, they're in the casinos.
It's like a jungle sometimes, yo, this shit wow. Yeah, yo, wanna know with a pedophile. This ain't Jared type shit, these are billionaires. They might snatch you off the block in a limo there. Whole black tinted out for a new victim. Few kids going missing, out I'm on riffing. Call the district, call the mayor, call the president. They ain't worried about shit unless it's relevant. To the walls or the oil would apply for you. Check the plot, boy, you mad how the cops ignore you. Saw you putting up papers on the pole after. Payola from the dudes made a pole dancer. Now your little girl living up in Bangkok. It's a crazy world giving head to mad cops. The same cops that you called on the night of.
And when most of us think about the Super Bowl or the Final Four, we see it in a sports context. But you say there is a correlation between these high-profile sports events and a spike in sexual exploitation.
That's right. There is money flowing in and around those events, and we use those events to focus our energy and focus our intelligence and move closer and try to identify some of these young victims.
I want to bring in Asia Gray. She's a survivor of human trafficking and now works as an advocate for victims. Asia, thanks so much for being here. Do you think these arrests will do anything to slow down the problem of sexual exploitation and human trafficking in this country?
Actually, no. I don't think it's making a dent. But you have to go after the Johns who are buying the sex because the demand side, like you mentioned, the Super Bowl. More girls going to be sold at the Super Bowl than probably tickets, probably. Which is amazing because you think about each girl that's sold.
Yeah. Okay.